I thought I would talk tonight about where we put the menorah. You know, Chazal teach us in the Gemara Masechet Shabbat, it says, Tana Rabbanan, near Chanukah mitzvah anichal pesach beitil mivachutz. The mitzvah of near Chanukah, the Gemara says, is to put it outside the doorway of one's house, facing the Rishus HaRabim. There's a machloket Rashi and Tosfos exactly where to put it, but it's outside. And then it says, if you live upstairs, you put it in the window that affronts the Rishus HaRabim. And then it says, if it's a dangerous time, you put it on your table, and that's enough. And the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat learns what does it mean, Shara Sakana. So Rashi says there was the Parsiim, the Persians had a law on the day of their holiday that you shouldn't burn any candles except in their place of Avodah Zarah. I don't know if it's Zoroastrians or whatever. But that's what Rashi learns. And according to Tosfos later on in Daf Memhei, he learns that Shara Sakana, they made a specific Zera that Jews shouldn't do the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. That's what the Gemara says. And the Chaber brings down like the Gemara, and then the Ramah brings down Haga Umiu Bizmanazesh Shuklanum Alik Mifnim. The Ramah says today we all light inside the house, the Ramah says, Bin Hekel Nim Shud Rabin Klal, in the Khushkukach, Imalika Matefach Smokla Petach. The Ramah says not so concerned that it be near the doorway, when we come midlak Hamidag Lahlik Batefach Smokla Petach Kmobi Mayim. The Ramah says the Minag is light near the door, but then the Mishabur brings down, he says, if you have a window, the Mishnah Berurah says, that affronts the public way, the thoroughfare, it's best over there. So people will see it there, be it parsemanes, publicized, unless it's a place that would be dangerous. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So I wanted to discuss, you know, I think most of us, I mean, based on my observation, most of us put menorahs in the window. Most of us don't put it outside the house, but in some places they do put it outside the house. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that halacha. Why is it that more people don't put it outside the house, which I think is a little more prevalent in Eretz Yisrael? So there's a piece that Rav Blum has in his Torah Ladas. Rav Blum is a Zichron Levracha. Unfortunately, he passed away at the beginning of COVID. So first he quotes from the Or HaZeruah. The Or HaZeruah lived in the 13th century, and even in Vienna, and even in the time of the Or HaZeruah, the Or HaZeruah says, the Or HaZeruah says, I don't know why we don't put it outside, like Chazal say. In other words, even in his time. Then he quotes from the Baal HaItur. The Baal HaItur is Rabbi Yitzchak ben Abba Mari. He lived in Marseille in the 12th century. He says, "Ushara sakana manichol shulchan ovdayo." A time of sakana, you put it on your table, is enough. V'charsh nahagula sakana nahagu. Once they had the minag in a time of sakana, so the minag is even in a time not sakana. And then he says, "Umishachol anichol mibachutz v'nichu b'chutz v'mlav al petcho." If you could do it outside, showing, that's good. Otherwise, you'll put it near your door. So I'm trying to cut this a little short, but Rav Zvi Pesach Frank wants to say like this, that it could be that once we see like Chazal, sometimes you have a gzeira, and the gzeira is lifted because of certain circumstances. The Mishnah says in Masechet Shviyas, you're not allowed to plow a field in the Shemitah year. You're not allowed to plow a field in the Shemitah year. And if you plow a field in the Shemitah year, there's a penalty. You can't sow it. In other words, you want to plow it there to get the field ready for the post-Shemitah year. But if you do that, there's a rabbinic penalty. You can't sow it in the year following Shemitah year. But the Gemara learns that when the non-Jewish government was taxing the Jews a lot, they permitted them to plow the field in the Shemitah year. So Tosfos says, how could they allow them to plow the field in Shemitah year? So one answer in Tosfos says, we're talking about Shemitah Bezmanazet, which is Drabanan, and they let them do it. But then the question is, once they did that, then does it spring back? In other words, so they made a provision for a difficult situation. When the situation then improves, does the Gzeira go back? So there's a machloket in Yerushalmi, whether it goes back or it doesn't go back. So Rav Zvi Pesach Frank wants to say that that's the same idea with this. In other words, the proponents of lighting inside could argue that in Hachinami there was a point in time where we were able to light it outside, but once they were matir to light it inside, then that's it. And then some want to say not that way. But there's also a different malach that Ramosha Sternbach has in Moedim Usmanim. He wants to say like this, that, and it's based on Rabbi Shulayb Diskin, same sugya. He wants to say during the time that they permitted them to plow the fields in the Shemitah year, that was to pay the taxes. They paid the taxes. So there were some Jews who were wealthy, would not have a problem paying the taxes. But nevertheless, they're matir for everybody, because if, in other words, if some Jews are going to be machmir and now plow in the Shemitah year, then all Jews will want to be machmir. So in order to have uniformity, they're allowing everybody to do it. And there's a similar idea he brings down. There was a famous incident with Rabbi Yisrael Salanter in 1860. There was a cholera epidemic in Vilna. And the doctors then said that if people would fast on Yom Kippur, it would be a sakana. Doesn't mean everybody would be in sakana, danger, but some people would be in sakana. So Yisrael Salanter said, everybody this Yom Kippur should eat. And I think there was an incident where he came to shul on the night of Kol Nidre, he made kiddush in shul, so that everybody should realize that this year you can eat. So the Beis Din in Vilna at that time was led by Rabbi Tzalah Cohen of Vilna. He's in the back of the Gemaras. He strongly opposed that position. He thought it has to be like on an individual basis. We'll decide each individual whether you can or cannot fast. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter felt, if you're going to do it individually, everybody's going to feel, I'm healthy enough to fast, and a lot of people may not be healthy enough to fast. So for the uniformity, we need to say everybody's eating this Yom Kippur. But it's the same idea. So if you say like this, you could say, there's a different malach, you could say, since there are people who are afraid to put the menorah outside, and they have a bona fide reason, I mean, the situation's not like here in America. In some places, unfortunately, here in America is also a problem, but it means like places where people would really be in, you know, gahak the service if they would put it outside, so therefore everybody's allowed to put it inside. Those would be two drachim to permit putting the menorah inside the house. Then is a different derech altogether. He quotes from the Aruch HaShulchan, and I think this is what Rabbi Ismach was referring to on Shabbos. He had touched on this topic. The Aruch HaShulchan says, the Aruch HaShulchan is writing at the beginning of the 20th century. He says, we don't light outside, and there is no sakana. He's in Russia, but he says there is no sakana, no danger. Time of Hanukkah, winter, stormy, a lot of rain, wind. The only way to leave it outside would be to enclose it in glass. To do that, the Chachamim didn't obligate you to put it in glass outside. That's his first answer. And then he says, now it's not so clear exactly what he means. It wouldn't be a hecker, but it sounds like he's saying the mitzvah is to leave it outside, not in a glass. In other words, you see the menorah lit, not through, like, not like a zoo or whatever, like, not behind a glass pane. You see the actual menorah. He says, v'gam lo b'chol makod yanichu lasod kach, l'chein kulam alikim b'bayit. They're not going to let you do that in every place, and so we light it in the house. So Rav Svi Pesach Frank says, according to the first pshat, with this mahalach, according to the first pshat, so, which is lo atrachu rabbanan, and you want to bother and do it, so it's gei gezunta hayin. But according to the second pshat, he's saying it's not good to put it in a glass, and therefore you should do it inside. Now, there's a lot more to say on this. He quotes from the Shil Siyaves, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who lived in the 18th century. He says, no, it's good to do it outside in a glass, and he has a Gemara that he claimed that it's different ways to learn the Gemara that say that that would work. And Rav Si Pesach Frank says, he's like writing in the 1950s. He says, the minhag here in Yerushalayim is to light it outside, enclosed in glass. Then the Gross Moshe says, Ramosha Feinstein, he was asked where to put the menorah. Ramosha says, V'chein ani noeg, sheni madlik b'chalon anir b'chutz. I light it inside, Ramosha says, on the window, lo overim b'shabim sham, so people who pass by can see it. V'chein ahaga odoni avi agon zitzal, that's what my father did. V'harbe gidole doro shlofaninam ayom shna sa'yev shalolik b'chutz. They couldn't light it outside, they did it inside. V'chein hu nachon ladina, Ramosha said, that's correct, ladina. And that's the way, and he says, that's the way the Mishabur brings it down. And he says, V'chein yesh the Torah, quote Torah Malah Naheg. So,
in an apartment or
What?
Ramosha lived in an apartment.
Right.
So he couldn't light it outside.
All right. Okay. But it's
but lived on the second story of the apartment.
Okay. Fine. Okay. Anyway, the bottom line is there are different svaras why many of us light inside. I think most of us light inside at this time, but there's also svaras to light outside. And like Rabbi Ismach was saying in Eretz Yisrael, I think it's very widespread to light outside, and that's the way it unfolds. Okay. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay.